What a huge win last Sunday against the Denver Broncos. It kind of feels like we're already in playoff football, Coach.
Well, basically we are. I mean, it's a win and stay in. Win and stay in this race. So, yeah, it was a great win. You know, good to be home, man. Five weeks away, good to be home and to get a divisional win like that against the Broncos. Yeah, big time for us.
Yeah, you're right. It seemed like we hadn't been to the Coliseum in a long time. And your defense looked good, especially the first three quarters, the way they're flying around.
Yeah, the first 10 drives, 60 yards. So really, really dominant. Really happy that we came out, put our stamp on the game. I thought all three phases contributed, offense, defense, special teams, everybody, complimentary football, something I talk about a lot. And I thought we got a nice shot of that last Sunday.
And you look at it, holding the team to under 300 yards in consecutive weeks for the first time since last year, week 8 and 9. That's something you have to really hang your hat on right there, is that you can see this defense can get better.
Well, it's going to get better. We're going to play well down the stretch here. We need to. It's part of winning football, and that's what we're looking to see.
And we don't have to talk about interceptions anymore, not having an interception, which was good for your team to get.
We could talk about those balls that go through hands and end up in the receiver. We're working on it. But we got Bo. Bo broke the ice. Nice to see. And a heck of a play down there in the end zone.
Yeah, it was just fitting that he did it. Plus, you had 5 sacks. That was big.
Yeah, no, it was. I thought our rush was outstanding. I thought, Khalil always brings it. We had Bruce and Danico join the party and get a couple sacks each, and that was great for us.
And unfortunately, he had the fight during the game, and Crabtree was going to be suspended for 2 games, knocked down to 1. I mean, that's better, but I know you're not happy about that.
I'm not happy with how it was handled. I think for me, I always look to, what can we do better, And obviously, we need our guys to stay within the rules, okay, not get kicked out, not get suspended. But I felt like if you go back and you look at the precedent, I thought that the way the Jacksonville DB and the Cincinnati receiver went at it, they weren't suspended, and that was as much of a flagrant fight as what we just saw. So anyway, disappointed, but hey, moving on. You don't always get what you want, but we've got this, we've got to deal with, and we will.
And it's always, as you say, next man up. And I'm thinking about Holton with another big catch. Yeah. And what a way to end the game with Patterson, another great catch. I mean, these are two guys that can step up for you.
Yeah, and they did, in a big win. So, Johnny Holton has gotten deep for us several times this year. Got deep in the game there and set up a nice score. And then, obviously, CP at the end. Got to have it. Play to win. We're not going to just punt it without taking a shot at a conversion there. And CP, Derek, made a nice play there and sealed the win.
And what's the difference between going up against Eli Manning and Geno Smith?
Well, I mean, Eli's a much more accomplished quarterback. I mean, Geno's got ability, all right? There aren't any players that we see in this league that don't have ability. But, Eli is a better quarterback. So I'm glad that they're choosing to do it. But now we've got to go out and play. Geno is capable. He threw for a lot of yards when they came in 15, and he was with the Jets. So we need to make sure that we take care of business, get after him, make him uncomfortable, and always know that they could slip Eli in at any minute.
Is it one of those situations that when you're playing basically playoff football now in November leading into December, that this really helps in the long run because you're just so sharp heading to the end of the season?
Yeah. I don't know about all that. What I know is we need to beat the Giants. That's, you talk about all that stuff, but for me, Chris, it's about let's win this game. Let's focus our energy and our effort on preparation, and then when we get in there Sunday, let's just compete with our hair on fire.
Well, win this game, and you're back to .500. Good luck on Sunday, Coach.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, Chris.
Coming up next, we've got a little Chalk Talk with Lincoln Kennedy. He's going to break down the Giants' defensive line right here on the Silver and Black Show.